We open the program with a legend as well from NBC Sports Boston. It's our friend Gary Tanguay. Hello, Gary.
Did you just call me old?
Look, I know you're younger than me, so I'm not calling you anything, man.
Somebody said to one of my coworkers that they were speaking at a college, and they said, "You know Gary Tanguay? The guy's a legend." And I was like, I used to call George Hale a legend.
Well,
you know, that's where my mind went.
And he still is. Funny you mentioned George. We had Gary Thorne on the other day, and when we were lining up the interview, Gary said, "Hey, what's up with George? I usually shoot him an email, and I haven't talked to him. Is he doing okay?" I said, "Yeah, he's doing okay. He's headed down to Florida on vacation, and I'm still hoping and planning that he'll speak at my funeral."
No question, Rich. No question. We're all there. He's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I'd like to be doing this. I'd like to be doing something at 88. I don't know if it's this I want to be doing, but I'll be happy with you upright and taking nourishment.
Yes, and traveling to Florida.
That would work, awesome. Too. That would be a nice little fringe benefit there. How have you been?
Everything's good. You know, everything's good. The Celtics are playing lights out, and Tatum's just stepping it up, and everybody's talking about Brady. It is just, for a sports talk show, it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Well, so let me ask you this right now. With all that's been going on in the Boston sports scene in the last couple of months, we used to look at Boston sports, and it was the gold standard for everybody. It was the home of champions. But now I ask you, Gary, which team is the least dysfunctional of the major Boston sports teams?
It's the Celtics, I think, right now. It's the Celts. The Celts are not in the class, in my opinion, of the Clippers, even though they did beat them in overtime, and or the Lakers, and they lost by two to the Lakers, but the Celtics are right there. They're right on the doorstep, and everybody's getting along. It's a great locker room. Coach has got control of the players. You know, the Bruins right now, I think, have a bit of an identity crisis. I think Don Sweeney wanted to make a bigger move than he did. I think you take a look at the Bruins, and the truth is they got to the Stanley Cup last year because some teams that shouldn't have lost.
Right.
And the Red Sox are just, they're rebuilding. I don't care what anybody says. You know, they're rebuilding, and I'm okay with that because they've won four championships in like 19 years, so it's okay. You know, they spent money on all the players. Now it's time to retool. And, you know, the Patriots, with what's going on with Brady, I mean, there's a lot of dysfunction going on there. So it's the Celtics.
All right, so let's talk about the Brady situation. No news is not necessarily good news. It sure seems, without hearing much in the last few weeks, that, as you've been saying all along, he's out of here.
It's the weirdest thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Here you have a guy that is the greatest football player of all time. I mean, okay, you want to argue Jim Brown. I mean, we could be here all day. But, you know, arguably, not just the greatest quarterback, but the greatest football player of all time. And he's going to be a free agent, and the team that he won six Super Bowls with him may not want him. And the truth is, that might be the right call. It's crazy. You know, I see it both ways. Brady wants to be paid more money. He also wants to play on a better team. The Patriots right now, they have some problems, okay? And Bill doesn't want to become a team like Green Bay, where they pay their quarterback $35, $38 million, and they don't have any other players. Now, with the salary cap, you get a lot of room. But still, you know, Belichick likes value in players, and he likes to spread out the money. So, you know, if Tom wants to get paid all that money and wants to play on a better team, Tennessee's the answer. The Patriots have some rebuilding to do. The Patriots are not in the same situation where they've been that, like, oh, you know, they'll be back in the Super Bowl. If Brady comes back to the Patriots, I don't think they're a lock for the Super Bowl at all. At all. So the reality is as crazy as it sounds, it might be best for both parties for Tom Brady to go elsewhere.
I agree with you. And if Belichick's going to stay around for, let's say, another 5 years or so, he wants to begin building for the future, I would think, as soon as possible. And that doesn't mean having a middle-aged quarterback out there and finding some short-term solution.
When you have a guy like Brady at this stage of the game, the offensive line was and they're going to lose Joe Tooney because he's going to be paid a ton of money. I don't know what the situation with David Andrews is coming back from that health scare. So that means you got a guard question and you got a center question. You don't know how well Isaiah Wynn's going to play. He's been hurt all the time. So that means you have question marks, major question marks, three-fifths of your offensive line with a 43-year-old quarterback and your running game. Julian Edelman's your best receiver. He's old. Okay, that's not a great situation for a 43-year-old quarterback. And Bill knows it. And, you know, and that's the hard reality of it. So to me, you look at Tennessee. Running back, because they're either going to franchise Henry or they're going to pay it. Got an offensive line. Got some tight ends. Got some receivers. Got a defense. Got a coach that's just like Belichick, who also happens to be a good friend of Brady. The Tennessee Titans are a better team than New England. Tennessee Titans right now are a prime team for an older quarterback. I mean, like Elway, right? I mean,
right.
Elway won his two Super Bowls. He had a great offensive line. He had a running game. 43-year-old quarterbacks, no matter how great they've been, cannot succeed behind an offensive line that has problems at three of the five spots. You know, that's the harsh reality of it. You know, and that's what's going to be hard for Patriot fans to swallow. You know, if Tom goes elsewhere and Bill lets him go, I don't think you can blame either one.
No, and it's not the way people want the story to end, but I think that's what happens when you've got a guy who is in the kind of shape Brady is in, who has been pretty public about wanting to play, frankly, longer than anybody has ever played successfully at that position in the league.
Right. I mean, you know, and another thing, you know, one of the reasons why the Patriots were so successful in the beginning was team chemistry. And Tom Brady and Willie McGinnis and Troy Brown had a lot to do with it. And right now, you know, Brady doesn't want to be around these young kids. He doesn't want to come in for OTAs.
Right.
He doesn't want to be there when he doesn't have to be. And it's not so much about getting to know the receivers. It's just building team chemistry. You know, guys are together all the time. Guys play for each other. And I think Bill knows that that's what he needs to do with this team. The Patriots have to turn the corner. They have to look for the new Gronk. They have to look for the new Edelman. They have to look for the new Brady. You know, I think that's the reality of it. And, you know, Tom doesn't want to come in the spring. I don't blame him. But you need guys now that want to in order to rebuild for the future.
We're talking with Gary Tanguay here on Downtown. A rebuilding year certainly for the Red Sox. And yet, I look around at the American League East. The Yankees are getting clobbered with injuries, particularly to their pitching staff. I'm not sure even in a rebuilding year, they still can't contend for a wild card spot.
Well, I think you're right, Rich. And when you take a look at Chris Sale, and I think I read this morning they're going to start him on the injured list, but, you know, can Chris Sale be healthy at the right time? Because he's never been healthy for an entire season. Excuse me for a moment. Can he be healthy at the right time? Then can you grab a couple of pitchers, Erod, you know, who pitch well? The funny thing about baseball is, you know, teams come together when you least expect it. And this may be the right manager for the right time. And it's not like it was a bad clubhouse. I mean, you know, right. Alex, they love Alex Cora. You know, look, he got whacked because he got whacked. We all know that. But these guys all get along. And whether you think they should have hung on to Mookie or not, you know, they've still got some really good players. So I don't think you're wrong. I don't think you're wrong at all. You know, I don't know what the hell they do with the bullpen, but it wouldn't surprise me if they're competitive.
Is Cora coming back?
What's that, Rich?
Do you think Cora's coming back after his suspension?
He might. I think so. I mean, I think that that's what John Henry would like to do. And I don't think he's wrong. I don't think he's wrong. I would try to do that. If he could do it in a year, I would try to do it because he's a really good manager, and we can debate. And they cheated. Look, they cheated. Houston cheated. I believe the Red Sox cheated. Technology gave them an incredible advantage. They lost their way when it came to sign stealing. You know, I believe sign stealing is okay when you do it organically. Technology is cheating. But that doesn't mean the guy should never coach again. I, if I'm Henry, I want him back. He's a great manager. I mean, he's a great manager. And I would bring him back.
If only, although we wouldn't have needed it, but if only we had been good at sign stealing in the old modern screen print softball days.
Yeah, I know, man. You had that complex, you know, system down, you know. And then, like, you and Fudd would, like, change the signals every inning, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah, most of the signals involved how long we were going to stay out and drink after the game.
I was going to say the signals got pretty blurry.
Yes, yeah, no question about that. Who's on Early Edition tonight?
You know, it's our usual cast of characters. We'll be checking in with Sherrod Blakely and Forsberg. We're going to talk an awful lot about Jason Tatum and the way that he has played. You know, Phil Perry, of course, Curran, checking in what's going on. A lot of rumors coming out of Indianapolis. And, you know, there's all kinds of reports now that Brady will not be back with the Patriots, and the Patriots are waiting to see what happens with the CBA, and we'll break all that down for you and explain all that.
All right. Tune in tonight.
That's all coming up tonight. We're at 6:30 on our Bellas Early Edition.
There you go. NBC Sports Boston. I love the new set, by the way. Looks great.
Yeah, if you're ever down there, you come on by. The new, we have four television stations in one building, if you can believe it.
Wow. That's crazy. Excellent.
It's something else. Yeah, it's out of NASA. You know, I thought it was a big, it was a big deal when we had Channel 5 and BGW and ABI in one building. It was, like, unbelievable.
Well, you guys have earned it. You're doing great work. Hey, Gary, appreciate it. As always, thanks for hanging out with us, and we'll do it again soon.
All right, Rich. We'll see you later, buddy.
That's
thanks.
Gary Tagway, NBC Sports Boston, getting things underway on this Thursday afternoon. The Boston insiders that visit with us every day on the program are brought to you by the Ground Round. Happy hour pricing, 3 to 6, specials during games, great service, and amazing food at your locally owned and operated Ground Round, right on the Odlin Road in Bangor.